This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A piece was recently published concerning the proper way to clean a mattress. And that got me thinking, what things are in your home that you're not cleaning near as often as maybe you should? So I found a list.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 things you probably aren't washing enough. For all you germaphobes out there, this one's gonna wrinkle your suit. Henry the Lab had a ballectomy on Tuesday. On Friday, he began stress poops. Imagine a child using finger paints on your walls. Now insert dog Duke. My fingers, hands, beard, and toes have touched more dog stool than I ever thought possible in 72 hours. Here's hoping you have chocolate pudding for dessert following Gammy's famous chili.
Yeah. Thank you, VD.
Yeah, you had to go home early to deal with that, man.
Yes, that is horrible.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
You know what? If I lost my testicles, I think I'd be upset too.
I'm going to go ahead and crap on the floor.
You know what?
Pretty much.
Finger paint on the walls here. Or paw paint, whatever you do.
My wife takes me in to get those things cut off. Like, yeah, I'm pooping on the floor.
Yeah.
You clean it up.
Yeah, you made me do this.
I don't feel good.
And we could get fixed, but you still have them.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
We don't lose our testicles.
Right. You're right, though. Like, if somebody, if I just woke up and they're like, hey, we took them, I'd be like,
yo!
What? I'd be a bad dog. I'd bite him, on the floor.
Yeah. You know, they might be a little bit crouchy. Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it took his testicles.
Right. There's something missing that should be there. Damn it.
So there's. I'm going to destroy this house.
I'm going to just chew up the couch. I don't care.
Mike, no.
Things that you're not cleaning enough inside of your own home, they start with the dryer vent. When's the last time you know what? Let's play this game. When's the last time you cleaned this, your dryer vent?
Within the last year, but only because our house was getting torn apart for some remodeling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I'm like, yeah, let me go in there. My God, man.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it's just like a fire hazard waiting to happen.
And now I don't mean clear out the lint. I mean scrub it down.
I mean, I live in an apartment. Not my job. I mean, there's very few, but like, that's one of the bonuses.
Right? Yep.
Miles, when's the last time you cleaned your dryer vent?
The vent itself.
Ooh,
it's been a while.
Been a hot minute.
It's been a while, yeah. Basically, and that's a very important one to do, too.
They talk about how dryers cause thousands of fires per year, often due to lint and dust igniting. Yeah. How often should it be cleaned? They say that that the leading appliance manufacturers recommend cleaning the dryer vents once a year to prevent hazards.
Okay. So, all right. I mean, that makes sense.
Time to run them in there. The shower door track. When's the last time you cleaned the tracks of your shower door?
I don't have one. I have a curtain.
That's a fair call. How about your shower curtain then? I don't even know if it's on the
list. You know what I do, man? I just replace the damn thing.
Yeah.
All right.
I just buy a new one.
Because there's the liner.
Correct.
And so that's the one that gets gross.
I'm with Miles. Right. That's the one that gets gross, and then they're not that expensive.
No.
So every 6 months?
But I've actually tossed the liner in the wash before.
It worked out.
It actually comes out, yeah.
Okay, all right.
It does pretty well.
All right.
How often should you clean it? As far as the shower door track, to keep your shower tracks sliding smoothly, clean them once a month or whenever you notice buildup or feel the door catching. Okay. That's a good indicator.
That's fair. You can usually tell. You know.
Right. We clear them out on the regular, but how often do you clean your trash can?
You know what? My recycling can, I wash out probably once a month.
Yeah.
Because I'm not the best at rinsing out.
Probably about once every 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty good about the stuff I choose to put in the trash, but also live with children who just, you know.
Of course.
So it's like, why is it wet on the bottom, guys?
Ah, that's a good one. I don't know. It never really dawns on me to clean the actual trash can. I just take the bag out and throw it out.
Unless there's a funk coming from it, I don't clean the trash can.
Right. The Correct. Funk will definitely get you to do it. But like with recycling, it's typically a paper bag in there.
Exactly.
So if anything's wet, yeah. It just soaks through, so I end up washing that. But the other ones are the plastic bags, so there right. might be something gross in there, but it's not touching the trash can.
They say clean it every few weeks or once a month at least.
Okay.
It says it's time to take the whole can out and give it a good cleaning. So there you go.
Yeah, man.
Things that you're not cleaning enough inside of your own home. Was last time that you guys cleaned your window screens?
I just had my windows replaced by Windows Nation, so I actually have screens again.
Are they brand new?
They are brand new. They started last Monday. They finished front. Honest to God. We haven't had a screen door on our slider in the basement in so long. It was all warped and bent and constantly falling down, whatever. So I'm like, I'm sick of it. I'm not putting it up. So like a normal slider, there's now the screen door there. On two separate occasions yesterday, I almost walked through it because I forgot that it's there. I'm so used to not having one. So I'll let you know when I clean them. Yeah, the windows are literally one week old.
I do once a year on exterior washing, and they take care of that.
Okay. They say you should aim to clean your window screens at least once a year, preferably in the spring before bug season gets into full swing. Take them out, gently brush them on both sides and both directions with a dry brush, rinse with a hose, and air dry. Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right.
Cleaning your windows.
That's part of the whole thing there.
Yeah.
They do the windows, they do the screens.
See,
but the inside, that's different. That's on me.
I do them for the most part once every week or two. Now, that's changed. I haven't cleaned the windows here in the new place just yet. There's a lot more dung on windows.
Yeah. I was going to say, right? A lot more windows.
Probably about once every 6 weeks on that. Again, just got my new windows, so they're crystal clear. But the dog, inevitably, at dog level, there's the nose prints. Because the dogs, for whatever reason, when they look out the window,
that will make you do it. Yeah.
They must have contact with the windows. So, right. Like the bottom fourth of all the windows just have dog
But also
stuff.
Do the Windex thing on the inside of the windows.
Yeah.
And get all that taken care of, like shiny and beautiful. And then the sun will come out and shine through those windows, and I'll see all the smears and all the things that I did not get that I did not see. And I'm just like, I sit there and I'm like, I got to get up and do this again.
Damn it.
I got to clean out the inside windows of my car.
I was thinking the exact same thing, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like sometimes, I don't know, like I feel like the windshield on the inside just gets like a film on it.
It does.
It does.
All right.
It basically gets dust on the inside, and that builds up after a while. So you'll probably have to run over that thing. If you grab like Windex and just hit it yourself, you'll probably have to do a couple different passes to avoid what Miles is saying, those streaks during the sun season.
Yeah. One of my neighbors was out there, and I was like, that does happen to mine. She was like, you should clean it. And I was like, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that is an idea right there. As far as cleaning your own windows, they say 2 to 4 times a year. Windblown dust and dirt can actually etch glass, and these imperfections naturally collect grime over time. Dirty window screens can make the problem even worse. So, some more things that you're not cleaning enough. When's the last time that you guys cleaned your dishwasher?
I just do dishes and hope that it kind of cleans itself.
I wouldn't think to clean that.
No.
Some of them, I think, have a cleaning setting on there.
Okay. I think mine might, but even that said, I don't know that I've used it.
So they say aim to clean your dishwasher once a month or even every other month if you don't use it that often. Mm. They say, quote, pay special attention to the drain strainer and floor of the dishwasher. Use self-cleaning mode if your dishwasher has one. If it doesn't have this feature, just use vinegar. It's a great natural cleaner to remove the buildup of detergents or hard water stains.
I do look at the catch, the screen on it.
Yeah.
That I will clean out, but I never thought to clean the actual interior.
Yeah. I don't.
Which I guess makes sense, right? Because you clean inside your bathtub.
True.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. And every time I take out dishes, like, ah, damn, it's clean as hell in here.
Look at that. When's the last time you guys cleaned? This one's going to hit the germaphobes. Your remote control.
Ooh, never.
Yeah.
Never. Never.
I mean, I wiped it off.
Twice a year.
All right.
But it's like I'm in super cleaning mode, so anything that's in the home gets cleaned. But it's not something I'm religious about. It's not something top of mind. I'm just in that mindset.
You ever go over to that person's house that their remote is just all messed up?
Sticky. Yeah. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah. Mike, do you have is wall switches and outlets on there too?
Hang on to that thought there, Miles.
Okay. Easy. Okay. I'm just saying, that's one of my pet peeves.
They say once a week, wipe down your remotes with disinfecting wipes to kill germs, especially during cold and flu season.
Mm-hmm.
They are just an absolute cesspool, man. Yeah. Wipe down your doggone remotes. The ceiling of your microwave. Maybe the microwave at work.
I don't have a microwave, but I was pretty good about it because for whatever reason, anything you cook in a microwave seems like you know it's done when it explodes.
My parents kind of enforced us cleaning the microwave when we were kids, and that has made me... We had a doggone microwave plate cover.
Yeah.
That we've had since I've been in, like, Issaquah. Like, I've had that for years because I don't... It gets disgusting in there. I would rather just clean that thing off, something that I can take out into the sink and clean that off versus having to get in there and actually muscle into the...
I used to say
the inside.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you meant like on top of the microwave.
No, inside the ceiling of the microwave.
Yeah. I would try to wipe it down every time I used it when I had one, because to me, I just treated it like a dirty plate.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to leave this plate for 8 months, so like, just wipe it down before it gets all hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's fun. Yeah. Like, I have one now, but for years, I didn't, and like, I still just don't use it that often.
Yeah,
I feel like I end up, it's either melting cheese real quick, mm-hmm. or like just a quick reheat on something.
Yeah, gotta be aware of the pops, though. If you're like melting butter or like you said, cheese, that one pop,
yeah,
all of a sudden it's all over the room.
And I had to do it the other night, right? Because I melted just a little pad of butter to have with my Dungeness crab.
There you go.
Attaboy.
They say give it a weekly wash. Let's see here. Combine a quarter cup of vinegar and a cup of water in a microwave-safe bowl. Zap the solution for 3 minutes and then wipe it all down. Your silverware tray. Once a month, remove all of your silverware from the tray. Dump out the debris over your trash can or sink. They say mix two parts water, one part distilled vinegar in a spray bottle or bowl and use that to wipe out the container. Just clean it out in the sink.
I never even thought to do that.
I was going
to
say, again, I don't think they do that because usually you just take everything out of the dishwasher and put it in the tray.
Exactly, but I guarantee if you look at it, there's dust, there's little crumbs, there's little nuggets in there,
man. I don't want to look close.
I know.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. When's the last time that you cleaned between your oven and cabinets?
Oh.
I'm actually pretty good about that.
Really?
I'm an anal cleaner, man.
Okay.
I mean, this is
good
the way
man.
I was raised. And, yeah, I need to be satisfied to a certain right. degree. That the, and it's one of those things that sucks to spend 3 hours doing all this cleaning, and no one can tell.
Right.
Like, you know what's clean.
Because you got that crumb groove out of there now.
Right, and all that kind of stuff. Nobody knows.
They say every time you clean your stovetop or on an as-needed basis, clean out from between the stove and the yeah. countertops. There's all kinds of grease and hair yeah. and nasty that is
It's terrible. It is awful what you're finding there.
Oh, God. The floors under your furniture.
Ah, no. No, I'm just admitting it. No,
right.
Because
no,
in hand, when you do, you're like... Last time I did that, I found a turd from Dr. Gomez. I think I told you guys about this. That thing had to be under there for a year and a half, 2 years.
Right.
I mean, he's dead.
I think it matters, too, if you have carpet or hardwoods.
Mm-hmm. Hardwood.
Because my place that had hardwood now, it's so easy just to slide
just
stuff.
Just push it, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
And you're just sweeping. But, like, every other place where I had carpet, it was rare you'd really get under there. And then you find something that just...
The carpet's a different color. I mean,
well, I'll admit I did get pretty good about this. As you know, I always did the floors, and it was a once a week thing, and I had my day, and there was once a month, which is what they recommend. Once a month, just move everything. Just get that hard nosed. Let's move the couch. Let's move the chairs. Let's move the table. Get out from underneath it. Your ceiling fan blades.
Ooh. Anything that has blades, I'm pretty good about cleaning.
I don't have a ceiling fan.
Just staring at dust. On things that blow or circulate around the house. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Then I wonder, how did all the dust get up there? It's all pet dander and human skin cells. Like, how did you end up 8 feet in the air?
By golly, Miles, I thought that this thing actually did have light switches on there. It's not, but maybe it was a different list that I was looking at. But yes, absolutely clean your light switches.
Mike, someone wants it on the text line. If you can isolate my phrase saying, I'm an anal cleaner. That way, because out of context means something entirely different.
Taz, are you hearing that, Taz?
Go in once a week for that treatment.
As far as your fan blades, they say once a month or so, depending on the season and how dirty they get. Disconnect the power to the fan.
Disconnect the power to the fan.
And position your ladder underneath. Slip the pillowcase over each blade one at a time to pull the dust to you, catching the debris inside of the pillowcase.
Huh, okay.
Which brings us to our number one thing that you are probably not cleaning enough inside of your home. When's the last time that you guys cleaned? Your pillows.
The pillow itself?
How do you do that?
The pillow itself.
How do you do that?
I haven't.
So here's what they say. They say it says you should wash your pillows twice a year. Check the tag first. Some pillows, like those made from foam, can't be machine washed. Luckily, any type of pillow from feathers to polyester to foam can be hand washed. Fill your bathtub with warm water and a few drops of detergent. Submerge the pillow and gently squeeze. Rinse well. I've actually just thrown my pillows into the wash before. You got to be careful when it comes to cotton because it'll lump in certain places.
Right, right.
But I don't really care, so I do it anyway. But I've seen that there was a trend there for a while of people... What was it called? It was basically that's what they were doing. They were shocking their pillows or something like that. They were just putting it into the bathtub, pouring a bunch of detergent, and letting it sit for like an hour. So it just leached all that stuff out of there. And there was some funky tubs for a while, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Clean up your pillows there. So some things that you're not cleaning on a regular basis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.